Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
Because today we're questioning authority. Don't you love it? You got to love it, Shri. We are questioning authority. Is it good for society? And what about all of this questioning? You know, so much is going on, right? I mean, and here we are. We're the week before a major, let's just say, call it what it is, a major power change in the United States with the inauguration of a new president coming up next Friday. We're going to be talking a lot about that. We're going to be talking a lot about the energy of this specific week in January. And we're going to be giving you five very clear steps of how to become an empowered questioner to make you thrive through these times. This is a huge show.
And I think all of us are in a place of willingness to have a second look. You know, whenever things happen that surprise us, whenever there's a little bit of chaos or uncertainty in our world, it's time for a second look. It's time, you know, for a second opinion even.
Oh, yeah.
Because
and a third.
Because the part of us that's unsettled is only unsettled because it was expecting things to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that other opinion might be needed, is to create another paradigm.
Well, you know, talk about creating another paradigm. We are live, and if you've been trying to call in, our lines are already full. Remember, you got to call in right literally at the top of the hour. Get that number on your speed dial. It's 888-627-6008. Now, hey, yeah, the lines are already full, but remember, guys, the minute we start saying hi, to other awesome people like you, it means a line frees up. So if it's your day to get on the show, you know you will. And if you can't get on the show at all, or maybe you're too shy and don't want to get on the show, just go ahead and send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest@shriandkiraradio.com. Shri, let's dive into it. Questioning authority. You know, the reality is, I have to admit, you know, when we kind of put a tease into the show and said, is it good for society? You know, we're getting to a point, and this is a global energy. We've been talking about this kind of energy of almost wanting to create so much fake news that you got to start wondering what's real, and creating so many other things that your mind starts questioning. I mean, the reality is that if you are in an ever questioning state, which is what's happening, right? It's like, you know, they want to keep you questioning. How do you trust? How do you move forward? How do you know what to believe?
I think that people have forgotten that questioning is a rational conversation versus protesting or reacting, which is an emotional response.
Mm.
And it's important to recognize that in a civilized society, we need to explore the actions that we're putting into place. We need to explore how a higher good could be reached.
Well, you know, especially at a moment where a lot of people are questioning if we have a civilized society anymore.
Well, civilization requires people being willing to listen to each other and to seek, and let me say this, being willing to dwell in the tension until a higher resolution is found. People seem to be very adverse to the possibility that they won't get their way.
Well, you know, and we can really relate this almost to chakras. And I'm sure a lot of you guys already are. And you're saying, wow, what does this have to do with questioning authority? Everything, guys. Because remember, let's just slow down a little bit here and talk about the energy of this specific week. Here we are. It is January 15th. We are literally at the middle or the tipping point of January.
Yep.
Now, this past weekend, we just marshaled in some extraordinary energy. And remember, guys, in parts of the world, especially over in my beloved India, the 14th was a huge celebration of light and a welcoming of light energy and a release. Remember that Mercury retrograde officially went direct on the 8th, but we're kind of in that shadow period till the 27th, which is what stops that ready, set, go, right? However, as of yesterday, and if you're on our newsletter list, we sent out an email yesterday, and if you didn't open it, read it, because yesterday was a powerful moment. And as that waxing energy of January harvested, we have now flipped into that waning energy, and it's actually the go time. It's the go time. It means the waning is the waning of the resistance. Right? You guys have had an energy of stopping, right? An energy that's like, how come I just can't go, right? It's like I'm like a horse at the starting gate. Open the gate, open the gate. Well, guess what? That gate opened yesterday. But the key is this. We're in a, I was sharing with Sri, I was giggling with Sri this morning that we're in a long, slow go. and this week is the G. It's the go. The O, it begins Saturday the 21st. We're going to talk a lot about that in a moment too.
So the times we're in are provoking a lot of people to question, what's really important to me? How am I going to feel safe in the world? Where do I go from here? And then, we have all the corollaries of, well, what about my income? What about my safety, my partnership, et cetera? These are perennial questions that seem to have cycles in our lives. That is, the whole purpose of this grand adventure is to stimulate awakening, the awakening of your consciousness, the awakening of your ascended heart. And so everything in your life, everything in the outer world is there to stimulate greater awareness and greater love. Now, if you can accept that, then you'll have fun. You'll have a good time with everything that's happening. If you cannot accept that, then you'll get whipsawed for a while. And as you find your own solution, your own way of looking at things. And the key is that there are as many perspectives as there are people. So the question is, how do you find peace? How do you find a sense of trust and balance in your life so that you can keep going?
And you know, part of that begins with the questioning. It really does. But it's how we do that. You know, right now, even as Sri and I are offering you all of this information about January and what's happening right now, remember that 2017 is a unique year inside of that 7-year ascension escalator. This started 2015. This is coming to a big crescendo 2022 when another cycle opens. And right now, 2017 is a powerful year that will stand out among them all. We do have another one coming up closer to 2020, and we'll talk about that later this year. But here's what's most important about to know in this moment, that January is a unique month inside a unique year. There was no ready, set, go on the energy, guys. It's here. Linear time pretty much has ended. Have you noticed that? Notice how much has already happened in your life in the first 15 days of January. Truly, look where you were New Year's Eve and look what's going on right now. It's been a period of flushing out, revealing the masks so that every mask can be seen. And during this time, you have that opportunity to really get nakedly, transparently honest with yourself. And if you harvest that gift, because it is your choice, and remember, we're in the time of the harvest right now, then the next 2 weeks are your opportunity to put into motion the rest of the year. And what's beautiful about that is the really big go is going to come right around the 27th, 28th of the month. And of course, we'll talk a lot about that next week as well.
Now, there may be some of you that say, well, I don't feel like I'm going anywhere.
I
just feel tired. I want to put my feet up.
Or I feel like I'm going backwards.
Well, believe me when I say this, if you're feeling fatigue, then you're actually moving. So consider that movement is not necessarily in the sense of outer reality. Movement is also in what we would call your ascension reality, your inner reality.
Ooh, I love that, Sri.
As we move out of linear time and into quantum time, there can be a transition period where great fatigue is experienced.
And this is why the questioning can get even burdensome. You know, and we start questioning everything, right? Have you noticed that a lot of people are questioning, like, why are things not, beyond the why are things happening in my life? Why is this happening on the planet? what is going to happen. You know, why is my life a certain way? Everything's being triggered, and it's like a series of triggers upon triggers upon triggers. And in a very literal sense, that's kind of happening. There are a lot of fingers on triggers right now in many different ways. This energy will start minimizing, guys. We're already in the waning energy. Now, that waning energy of January is neutral, just like the waxing energy was neutral. However, as a warrior of light, as a beautiful being of divine presence, or you wouldn't be listening to our show, the waning for you is the release of the obstacles. Think of it as your beautiful Ganesh moment, right? All the obstacles are releasing so that you can go, go, go. It is go time. And like I mentioned, that go time is going to keep building toward the end of the month. It's going to really start hitting a peak around the 21st. And by the 27th, it's full blown. So this is an exciting moment. And of course, we question a lot of things.
Well, absolutely. And I hear the Star Trek theme in the background of my brain. To boldly go where no one has gone before.
All right,
well,
let's do it.
Well, I just want to smile as I share that, because we are indeed stretching the boundaries of our known experience. Now, you may have gone here before at another time in another place, but in this lifetime, we're moving through a certain period of the unknown.
Yeah, in every way.
Redefining ourselves, our reality. So, of course, there's going to be questions. Of course, there's going to be attention. And that's the beauty of it, because anytime someone changes the backdrop, we pay greater attention.
Every single time. And you know, Sri, I'm paying attention to the fact that we have a full bank of phone lines. I feel all the other people that are waiting to call in as soon as we begin. We have our five steps of the questioning to harness this skill coming. So make sure you've got a pen, make sure you got a pencil, and make sure you download this podcast when it's done, because you're going to want to listen to the show more than once. So why don't we welcome some of our beautiful callers?
We're going to say hi to some folks, and we're going to begin at line two. And welcome Jennifer from New Orleans.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hi, namaste. Thank you.
How can we serve you today?
Oh, sorry. The connection was coming in and out. My friend told me about you, and I was calling for a soul reading.
Well, how beautiful. You know, I love, first of all, that you heard about us through a friend. And my heart is just really smiling that you got through today, which is just so fabulous. Because today we're talking about, you know, the authority. And we're also talking about questioning authority. And I love that you're our first caller, because your mini soul reading has a lot to do with that. As I gaze at your energy field, what's interesting is that they're showing me what looks like a whirling gosh, how do I describe this? It's like a comet. Imagine if a comet was swirling right around your heart right now. And it was just swirling. And so it's this beautiful trail. You know, I'm seeing what looks like cosmic light. And at the same time, it's outside of you. And there's this energy inside of you that's saying, how do I pull this in? How do I make all this work? The answer is that you've got to just stop, relax, and make things easier. There's an energy of complication around you right now. And so they're telling They're telling me, sit in your bed, gaze around your room. And if you see anything that doesn't bring you joy, get it out of there. And then give yourself the gift of, when you relax into your dream state at night, to be simply with yourself. You deserve it. It's your time. And as soon as you make things less complicated, everything else is going to fall into place. And it's your time, Angel. There's no accident. You got through and you're our first caller. I'm so glad you're here. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
You know, I really love that reminder that when we're transitioning, let's say, from waking state to sleep, at night,
indeed,
there is a surrender involved. We're having to relax into trust in order to truly let go into sleep. Well, similarly, in the morning when we wake up, there's another transition involved called reconnecting with our outer world.
Right.
And when we first get up in the morning, do you see beauty? Do you see things that help you remember, I'm glad I'm alive? And if not, why not?
Well, and these are great questions.
Questioning is truly a way to evoke recognition and to bring your inner wisdom forward.
In every way. And, you know, we want to get to these five skills. They're very, very important, and we're going to get all of them related to you today in the show. But before we get to the first one, why don't we just invite one more caller into the show, Sri?
Absolutely. We're heading to line four, and we'll say hello to Rebecca from Colorado.
First-time caller. Welcome, Rebecca.
Welcome. I'm so glad to talk with you. I've followed you for so many years, and just thank you for all you do. I would like a mini soul reading specifically, I think, regarding my book and perhaps some of the changes coming for me this year.
Well, I love that you got through today. I just, my heart is just igniting around that because it's setting a pattern. And they're saying that getting through, saying hello today, on this day, you know, remember, we were just sharing earlier in the show that yesterday, the 14th of January, was really very much a get going. And this week is all about get going. And your reading is all about get going. There is an energy around you that says, and it's so cute. I apologize for saying it, but your guides keep chanting, "He who hesitates is lost." And they just keep saying, "Don't hesitate." That this is your time to really trust what you know you need to be doing and to really follow through. And if the mind jumps in and tries to give you all these reasons why you shouldn't, don't do it. What's ahead for you this year is the opportunity to walk through your greatest fear and discover that the universe has you and that you absolutely cannot fail. And this is going to happen early on. It's in the next few months, and it's not going to be anything hard. It's going to be one of those where you're actually going to be able to laugh through it and go, "Oh my God, I get it. I see it." And then everything kind of opens up. So I'm grateful you got through today, and it's just a blessing to connect with you. Thank you for being on the planet. You are such an angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Namaste.
Well, truly, you know, each and every one of us, I think you may have noticed already, I've asked a lot of questions in what I've shared so far online and the air. And questions are a great way to stimulate awareness, a great way to wake you up, so to speak, to wake up to what's going on. But the key is that sometimes we ask questions in order to inhibit our growth, in order to create dependencies, or coming from a kind of a victim-y place of, but why, or but when, and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, speaking of victim-y place, you guys, you got to make a note to join us next week, because next week we're talking about, is there a new world order, and is being a victim the new normal? So make sure you join us next week.
Well, and speaking of joining us next week, our amazing teleclass starts next Saturday.
Oh my gosh, cannot even believe it.
Have not registered, please do so. You're going to love it. The Ascended Science of Rude Roshka and the Seven Rays of Crystalline Light is truly an opportunity anchor your consciousness outside of the drama.
Well, and to really escalate your ascension process and understand how to harvest the blessing of everything that has come forward right now. This, you know, Sri, I don't know that I've ever been more excited to join with a group of people. And those of you that have already registered, thank you. And those of you that have not registered, get on it. Just go to selfascension.com. You'll see, just you got to scroll all the way to the bottom. Just go down to the very bottom and click on Ascended Science of Rude Roshka, or go to Mala's for Ascension. It's right there. Just join us, join us, join us. If you're at Tree and Care Radio, you'll see an icon that'll take you right to the page. Get into this program. Yeah. And you know, Sri, no doubt about it. And I want to use that term, no doubt about it, to talk about questioning, because oftentimes we question to enforce our own doubts.
Well, there's a perverse motive, and this is kind of in the fear-based ego of, I'm experiencing some doubt, so I'll ask a question which will stimulate more doubt.
And I'll ask it to people that will give me an answer that will confirm my own doubt, my own judgment, my own emotional wounds. And this is why it's important to understand that there are actually five steps of questioning that you can harness that will actually turn your questioning from something that's just a inadvertent mind chatter into a bona fide skill that will let you actually break through these barriers, break through the emotional, the judgments, the doubts.
Well, let's start taking a look at this.
Let's do that.
And the first three kind of go together. We're going to take them one at a time, but this is going to make sense to you in a moment.
Absolutely.
The first thing, when you're feeling like you're, you know, you have a question and you want to go seek a response.
And these are one of those, these are passionate questions, guys. These aren't like, you know, what should I eat for dinner questions,
well,
right?
How long is the Nile River?
Yeah, right, right. No, these are those passionate questions.
And the first question to ask yourself, because these questions are about inquiry versus questioning, is to inquire. Who is asking?
Number one step. Who is really asking the question?
What part of me is inquiring? And when you pause with that, you may discover that there's a restless place inside. It may be the ego state. It could be your soul seeking for you to recognize something. So if we don't really pause for a moment and ask, who is asking, we're not connecting to the source, are we? We're out in the periphery. And that leads us to number two.
And before we get to number two, you really want to get very, very adept at discussing with yourself, how do I know if I have an ego involved in the process, right? So if you were to do like a little question 1A, it would be, okay, who's really asking? And so like if you were flow charting this, is it my ego or my soul? And how do I know? How do I know if my ego's involved? Because remember, the ego is not something that's ever meant to stop you. Your ego is actually a gift. It's a tool. What it's meant to do is propel you when it's in its proper alignment as your service. So there comes a moment in your spiritual evolution when, just like a pair of clothes that you're wearing, the ego is discarded for a new one, right? So when you take off that pair of clothes and allow a new one, it's the same thing with the ego. You allow it to relax out of being the driver and invite it to become the passenger. And this is a very powerful discernment, because the only way you can get to the truth of who is asking is to really invite yourself through it. And so that does bring you to the number two, and they're very related.
And the number two is, why are you asking?
So now that you've discerned who's asking, you got to get really honest with yourself, guys. Who is asking, and does this question even serve the highest, or is it just chatter?
Because a lot of times what we're, when we ask a question, what we're really saying is, please validate my own hunch. I'm
exactly.
Seeking, or validate my ego,
right.
Validate my fear or my anger,
well,
or whatever it is.
It's a sophisticated partner in pain.
Absolutely. So when we ask who is asking, we're really inviting ourselves to look inwardly. And then the corollary, the continuation is, why are you asking? Will help flush out if this is coming from a ego state or from a deeper wisdom, a soul state.
Right, because remember that to you know, the beloved Saint Germain in the I Am Discourse books that were published way back in the early 1900s gave a beautifully eloquent discourse on why questioning for the sake of questioning actually brings your spiritual evolution backwards. Think about that, because what it does is it's just the, you know, these people that are just never satisfied. It'll never be enough, because it's the mind playing games with you. Now, the mind will wrap around the emotional body. The mind will say, oh, you have to have this answer. Well, maybe you really don't. And this is why, who is asking, your ego or your soul? If your ego's asking, it will always ask and it will never be enough. But if your soul is asking, you'll effortlessly get through question two, which is, why are you asking? And have the ability to go deep into your own heart with, is this serving the highest? This is really important stuff, because remember, you can harness your questioning. Questioning is a good thing. Skepticism, healthy, especially with questioning authority. The key is, are you doing it from a place of anger? Well, then that would be an ego-based question. Or are you trying to resolve the higher wisdom that is actually yours to claim? And that brings us to number three.
Number three is, what are you really asking? What are you seeking through this question?
And that's really important, because oftentimes there is a deeper question behind the first question. And this is why this truth, this honesty is so important, because whenever you are in this questioning mode, there is a key here. And the key is to understand that as you are expanding, right? Because you are expanding, or you wouldn't even be considering using this process. So as you are expanding, and as you accept that everything is serving, right? Even if it's something that you're questioning, there's this acceptance, this deeper level of spiritual maturity that says, I might not get why this is going on, but I understand it's all serving. Then the key for yourself is, okay, well then, what is it that I am expanding, and how am I expanding it? And that's where this question becomes so important, because what are you really asking? Is it part of expansion, or is the question causing contraction so that it's easier to deal with density? This is a crucial, crucial thing to take advantage of and really pay attention to.
And we're going to pause there for a moment, because it's important to understand that as we're willing to sit with a question, to not demand an immediate response, as we're really to actually inquire around a question,
yep,
to look deeper, we're cultivating a consciousness that will allow revelation and truth to come forward. We're going to talk more about that in the second half
of
the show.
I love those, Sri. If we go back to question one about who is asking, when you were talking earlier about the inquiry, because that's part of the expansion. You know, part of this also, my loves, is that when the question comes forward, you're first and foremost gifting yourself with an opportunity to say, wait a minute, before I bring this forward, before I go crazy searching the internet or start listening to every other thing and actually confusing myself more, let me sit with this question, because we're talking about the big questions here. We're talking about the questions of substance, right? That's what this is. That's what we're discussing. And questioning authority is a question of substance, isn't it? Because when we apply this skill of questioning to those types of questions, oftentimes our higher wisdom comes through, and we have a lot to do as far as teaching you how to connect with that, how to call that forward, and how to really embody that in the second half of the show.
Absolutely. So let's take a moment and just recognize that each and every one of us is awake, and we're alive, and we are indeed questioning
and connected. And you know, before we take a break, why don't we say hi to one more of our callers, Sri?
Let's head to line 5, and we'll welcome Michael from Maine.
Namaste, Michael. Welcome.
Namaste, Sri and Kara. I just wanted to ask you, I've been, you know, working on myself for a long time, and finally a project that I've been working on, I was able to close on a building because I'm going to be opening up a restaurant. And I closed on Friday, and it seems like anything and everything that was negative that wanted to attach itself to me is just breaking away. I'm having digestive issues, and I'm juicing because of that. Just started juicing today, and I just wanted to know if you could tap into my energy field and give me something to, you know, to put this together.
Got it. Well, here's the first thing I want to share with you, that it's extremely important for you to know that closing on that restaurant on Friday the 13th in the full moon energy was major. And so what happened was this moon was very crystalline, very bright. And they're showing me how you got like this huge infusion of light. I love that you're juicing right now. I mean, really, I'm so grateful you are. Whenever we get that large of a light infusion, and it's to support your journey, everything's going to be amazing for you. Everything that is unresolved in our physical form first will come forward and release. So this is actually excellent. You need to be also, my angel, a lot more water. I know you're juicing. Lots of showers with like loofah, bath if you can, with some salts or some magnesium. And just keep saying to the universe, thank you, I love you, I am ready. Because you're getting into a period
of...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will definitely do that, and I appreciate what you're saying. And it's just, you know, I guess divine time is divine time. My daughter came home. She doesn't live home. She came home to visit yesterday, and she brought something that, a bison picture that resonated with me, and I don't even know how she knew it resonated with me. And I'm like, perfect birthday gift.
Absolutely. And Michael, you're going to have more of these beautiful gifts coming your way because you've opened up a portal. And so I am so glad you're opening your restaurant. I am so glad you finally got a building. And 2017 is going to be beautiful for you. But get ready, Angel. You are going to be busy.
Thank you. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you too, honey. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Beautiful indeed. You know, and one thing I just want to offer to all of us, 2017 is a big year.
Huge.
And this is an opportunity unlike prior opportunities. This year has started off with incredible energy. It's escalating. There are the forces that are waning, the forces that are waxing, and all above it all is you. You and your divine guidance. So, beloved ones, this is truly the time to take to heart the steps of questioning.
Absolutely, and to learn this skill. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to teach you a lot more. We're going to walk you through the practice, so stay with us. We've got callers, we've got letters, we've got love. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Glad you're here. And today we're exploring questioning.
Especially authority. And is that a good thing?
And I'll tell you what.
So question us. Please do.
The ultimate authority is yourself.
Exactly.
So maybe to question yourself from time to time, not from a standpoint of destabilizing, but from the standpoint of ever sharpening your clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Because each of us ultimately is making the decision of what is true for us.
Absolutely. In every single way. And when we start questioning authority, what we're really doing is cultivating our inner authority, our inner wisdom. It's an opportunity truly to invite greater trust into our lives. And by taking a moment, breathing, and applying these five steps as the skill that they are, you can actually harness that questioning into a beautiful skill that will break you through those barriers. Because remember, as we talked about in the first half of the show, a lot of these questions come from an angry space. I know right now, you know, we're leading up to this inauguration in the United States. We have new governments forming all over the world. And remember, guys, next week, make a note, very special show. New World Order, is victim the new normal? Be sure you're with us next week. So we're going to talk a lot more about that then, because the way that we handle our response to the energy will determine where the world is going.
Absolutely, because we are co-creating. And the key is, are we co-creating consciously or are we co-creating unconsciously?
Well, there you go. And that's one of the gifts about this questioning process. So guys, let's do a quick review. So in the first half of the show, first thing we talked about is, okay, who is really asking? That is step number one, getting honest with yourself. Now, we often find bring a hand to your heart, take a nice clearing breath, Relax and give yourself permission to really look at who is asking. When you do that, that is a soul forward experience, and it actually starts training the ego to trust that the soul can take charge. It's a very powerful gift.
It's important to recognize your ego is along for the whole journey.
Oh, yeah.
So let's teach it to behave.
Absolutely. Let's just offer it an opportunity to discover it can be just as fun in the back seat. You know, give it some toys, a DVD, and I think it'll be doing just fine.
It doesn't have to drive your car.
Absolutely not. And so that brings you to number two.
Which is, why are you asking? And simply the question, what are you seeking through this asking? You know, who is asking? Why are you asking?
And does it serve the highest? And that's really one of the things. If you're asking a question that would have a response that would invoke, and you know, Archangel Zadkiel says this so beautifully in our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. So if you have that book, go back and read this again, because this is part of a discourse where Sri was asking Archangel Zadkiel, how do you know if something's of the highest? And, you know, Archangel Zadkiel so beautifully said, well, the first thing is that it will not ever contain a sense of higher and lower, and it will always leave you feeling uplifted. And so this is very important. Why are you asking? Does it serve the highest? Pay attention to that.
Because as you pay attention, you'll cultivate your discernment of the difference between authentic awareness and ego awareness.
Absolutely.
And by asking these questions, we start making space for our soul to become ever more present.
And that brings you to number three, because once you go through these first two steps, number three is powerful, and it's okay. What are you really asking? I mean, there's always a question behind the question. What is it that you're really trying to know? Not the surface question. So look at the surface question, and maybe you have to write it down. You know, maybe you write it on a piece of paper and go, okay, who's really asking? And you resolve that. And then you resolve why you're asking. Then the question is, okay, what am I really asking?
And as you get to that deeper question, you're now lining up with something far more profound.
And that is your inner wisdom. And that brings us to step number four, because step number four is really powerful. And this is the step we want to spend a little time on and teach you how to play with. And it's basically, can your inner wisdom offer you the response? And this is very, very powerful, because if you are really at a moment, this would actually loop you back to the very first part or the very first step, which is who's asking. Because oftentimes we stop our own inner wisdom because of what? Emotions, judgments, doubts, lack of trust.
The other thing to keep in mind is that your peace, your harmony, will only be permanent when your inner world starts balancing with your outer world.
Exactly.
And that you are willing to be authentic, to be who you really are.
Exactly.
So as we're able to relax and simply ask ourselves, can my inner wisdom respond?
Right.
And if so, then relax even further so that that response can be revealed.
And we're going to talk about how you can reveal that response. And before we get there, and of course to the all-important number five, let's welcome some more of our beautiful listeners into the show.
Absolutely. So we are going to head to line one and say hi to Julie from Washington.
Namaste, Julie. Welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I have to tell you, before the call, as you guys were just starting, my daughter had turned on Star Trek Next Gen. So I listened to them saying, to boldly go where no one has gone before.
Love it.
There are just no mistakes, are there? So I would love a mini soul reading. What's really up for me is learning how to let go of all those outer authorities that I have unconsciously allowed to rule me, step into my own sovereignty and authenticity, and just release the fear, the doubts, the guilt, the shame, all of that business. And I've noticed that I've been tapping in unconsciously to every broadcast around me. When I wake up in the morning feeling good, and within 5 minutes, I'm in fight or flight. So, you know, anything that will help me to tune in to myself in those first few moments rather than tuning in by default to everything around me.
Well, I'm grateful that you asked, and I want to share this with you, my love. the whole time you were speaking, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Michael, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Uriel all had their hands on their heart, and they were breathing, and they were breathing rhythmically, and they formed like a diamond around you, and they just kept breathing. And the message they want you to hear is, it's like you need, you're being, the experiences you're having is that so that you can be more connected with the pranayama of your life force, and that it's very important for you to wake up, consciously bring one hand or two to your heart and take a deep restorative cleansing breath with the eyes closed, and then take the hands to the belly and do the same thing. And they're saying, if you do this all day long and you do it every time you feel even a moment of fight or flight and you use the mantra of self-ascension, they're saying it's honestly that simple. And it really will work because you'll be igniting this greater connection flow, and your body will start defaulting to this healthy experience in response to what's happening around you. And so I'm grateful you got through today, and may you boldly go where you are ready to go.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste. Much love, Angel. Many blessings.
All right, let's keep rolling here.
Sure.
We're going to head to line three and say hi to Odile from New Orleans.
Namaste, beautiful. Welcome.
Namaste. Thank you so much for receiving my call.
Our blessing.
I am really feeling the energy of this year and that call into deeper service. And I'm wondering about relocating geographically, if this year will be the time, or if it's more about my grounding more where I am and continuing the work in that way.
Well, I'm really glad that you asked. You know, it's interesting. It's fascinating. Right now, you literally are wearing what looks like a crossroad, and it's very precious, and it's golden. And it actually has crystalline energy in it. It's like for you, it's like follow the crystalline road. And you're standing at a crossroad going, which way do I go? But here's what's so cool. Both of these, if we future pace either direction, they both come to the same point again. And so what's happening is that this is really your choice. And all of those around you are saying, hey, if you really want to go to another place, it will serve you. And if you really want to dig in and anchor where you are, it will serve you, because it's all about the next 18 months. You're actually resonating with the number 9, but in your case, it's an 18. So it's like the 1 plus the 8. And so these next 18 months are going to be very revelatory for you. And regardless of what you do, you're going to wind up exactly where you need to be. So you can't mess this up. And that's the most important thing I think for you to hear, is to trust yourself and keep going.
Wow, that feels really profound. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you're profound. Thank you for calling in, Angel. We love you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Oh, many blessings indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we have callers, we have emails, and we have a little more love to share.
We do. And you know, guys, I just want to say quickly about the emails. We have truly over 1,000 emails. And so please know that we are doing our best to get to as many as we can, as often as we can. And our heart loves you. And the minute you send that email, you're already getting a response. However, did you know about the Healing Light? We are blessed that we have this beautiful service called the Healing Light. It's 100% free. And if you have something that you really are that's really concerning you, or you want to call a miracle into your life, because the Healing Light is energized by our entire miracle team in a profound ceremony every month, all you need to do is send an email to thehealinglight@selfascension.com. thehealinglight@selfascension.com, and you can pour your heart out. It's confidential, it's private, and it makes miracles. However, we did want to select a few letters for this week's show, and let's share one.
Absolutely. And this letter comes, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Aileen?
I think it's Aileen.
Aileen? Well, you know
sorry, honey, if we messed up your name.
Anyway, she says, hello, Sri and Kira. Thank you for the wisdom, joy, and expansion you have offered to me over the years. I found you way back in 2008 when your book, 2012, You Have a Choice, leapt off the shelf at a tiny local bookstore in Vermont. What a gift. And I was so fortunate to be with you in person in the States those many years back as well. I am writing because last year I came to understand myself as a transgender person. I often felt as though there was something wrong with me, that I was different and I didn't quite fit. This, of course, led me on a very driven spiritual quest. I'm grateful for all that I've learned in this process through the challenges and the struggles. I'm curious if you have any thoughts or wisdom to share regarding the transgender experience. Your wisdom of living your authenticity and truth this year has spoken to me deeply. I have been really astounded to feel guided to physically transition with hormone therapy. Being a spiritually minded person, I thought I could live with this understanding of myself and the freedom it offered me as I am. At the same time, I feel an overwhelming sense of guidance from spirit to align my physical body with my inner gender. I'm seeking to understand this more in its spiritual implications. Am I right on with this guidance, or is it interference? Any wisdom or soul guidance would be so welcome, because I am sure this is going to be quite a journey. Mm-hmm. So much gratitude, love, and blessings to you, Aileen.
Well, beloved Aileen, just feel our heart and love around you. We love you so much, and we are so grateful that you wrote. And I know that a lot of people are struggling with this same issue, whether or not whatever that issue is going on in their lives right now. Thank you for your bravery and courage and for sending us this email. The first thing I want to share with you is that you have already done the most important thing, and that is you are trusting your guidance. You have not taken this lightly. This isn't something that you're playing with. This is your spiritual journey, and you have been sincere. Remember that miracles come into our lives when we give ourselves the gifts of, it's a trinity, sincerity, love, and presence. You are sincerely at one with yourself. You are absolutely in the love energy of caring for yourself, and you are giving yourself presence. These are very important things to pay attention to. Now, as far as your decision and moving forward in your experience, you know, I want to refer back to Archangel Zadkiel, who talked a lot about this in our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. Zadkiel talked quite a bit about how there really isn't male and female. There is male energy and there is female energy. And in your case, my angel, you are what they call an omni soul group. And in the omni soul group, it would only make perfect sense that the ultimate expression of an omni would be to actually have experienced both genders in one body. So in many ways, this is a celebration of a moment of mastery.
The other thing Zadkiel has said more than once is, there are no mistakes. You know, so often we doubt ourselves versus go through the questioning process.
Exactly.
Be clear, be calm.
Exactly.
Look deeply. And when the revelation comes from deep within, and I mean that word quite succinctly, the information that comes from deep within is always revelatory.
And this is why we wanted to read your email today, because you're asking the big questions. And so this is the question that if you apply everything we're sharing today, your heart will bring you. And let's go to that, because we just talked about, can your inner wisdom respond? And the answer is, for every question, for every person, virtually 99% of the time, the question can be responded to through your inner wisdom. It truly can. However, it means you need to, there's basically an ABC to get that. A, clear yourself. Please try not to get your inner wisdom at a moment where you are in chaos, doubt, and fear. Find whatever you need to do to clear, whether it's meditate, whether it's take a walk, whether it's listen to soothing music, clear yourself. Number two, gift yourself with deep, connected breath of the heart. All you need to do is sit quietly or lay down. You could be in a bathtub. bring your hand to your heart and start breathing. Just feel your own breath. You might even want to listen to your own beautiful heart. And then number three, trust what comes forward. Many times we disregard answers because they're coming in microseconds in quantum space and time. And by the time the brain processes it, we've usually dismissed it. So you'll need to practice trusting that wisdom. And remember, when we get to that step number four, can your wisdom respond? That's also kind of a direct loop back to number one, who is asking?
Which is really what is kind of the conclusion in all of this, is number five is about reframing and double checking.
So da-da-da-da, when you get to question five, right, let's go through one through four and say it. Number one, who's asking, ego or soul? Number two, why are you asking? Does it serve the highest? Number three, what are you really asking? Go deeper and make sure that you've got the real question. Number four, can your higher wisdom respond, and really applying that. And then last but not least, you've gotten everywhere. Then it's time to say, okay, reframe the question and double check. That's where the trust comes in.
And as you reframe the question, you double check, it's kind of like rewording it, making sure that you're feeling congruent in the response, then no outer proof is needed. When you feel that inner trust, when you have that moment of saying, this is so, go with it. Because this is how we live an authentic life. This is how we become the leader, the empowered being in our own experience.
Absolutely. And this is important. This is really important.
Because, you know, each and every one of us is on a revelatory journey. As we begin to trust more deeply what's inside of us, more is revealed. And revelation is actually the journey of awakening consciousness. As opposed to going on YouTube and looking for prophecies and predictions, which are kind of the lazy way to find inner revelation. It's using the outer world to find a validated, a prove it to me kind of approach toward life. So the real encouragement, the real heart-centered guidance comes from your own inner revelatory process.
Because as you harness the power of questioning as a skill, you actually are developing that inner guidance as your own revelatory process.
Absolutely. And let's take one more call here before we come to a close. We're going to move a little bit quickly. We're going to line two, and we'll say hi to Angelina from Maryland.
First time caller. Namaste, Angelina.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, God, you guys make my heart pound.
How can we serve you?
I just wanted a quick mini soul reading and thank you. I'm with the go energy. I feel the go energy. I'm just kind of stumped on the how, so I wondered if you had any insight on that.
Yeah, you know, Angel, I love that we got you into the show right now. Breathe. You know, the reason I feel it. Wow. The reason your heart is pounding, the reason your breath is like going, oh my God, is because you are actually at an oh my goodness moment in your life. And the how is that you must, we're running out of time, so I'm just going to say it as quickly as they're giving it to me. You must trust what you want to do. You are holding yourself back right now because you're afraid. And I just need to share with you, Angelina, the universe has you. I mean, as I'm sharing with you right now, all I'm seeing are all these beautiful little like dancing fairies. And then behind them are these bigger dancing crystalline beings. And they're all going, come on, come dance. We're waiting. We're waiting. So, Angelina, take a breath, relax, and trust yourself. You are being guided and your intuition is spot on. And that's why you got through today, so that you could hear that and know that it's true. And just feel how much we love you. Many blessings, honey.
Thank you.
Sri, you think we can squeeze one last caller in or not?
Well, if you can go there.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time. We're going to squeeze you in, but it's going to be really fast.
Okay, we're heading to line four. We're going to say hi to Donna from New Jersey.
Hey, Donna, namaste.
Hi, namaste. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's so interesting because I called to tune into the show. I never thought that I'd get to ask a question, so thank you. In a mini soul reading, I just would like to So let's see if I can be quick. I've been on a spiritual path for a very long time, and I'm experiencing in the last few years like intense depression that comes and goes. And I wondered if you could maybe kindly assist me as to where, what other things besides all the tools I have, the breathing, the exercise, the prayer,
you know what,
the meditation.
I got it. Yeah, nope, I got it. And I am so glad you got through. It really is. I don't think it's any accident that you got through. And here's it. And it's all coming from Archangel Michael. And he is staring at your first, second, and third chakra and saying, it is time for you to know that you are good enough, that you have everything you need, and that the fear of actually being yourself must take a back seat. You're hiding. And all these tools aren't going to help you until you finally break free. And he's pointing to your throat chakra and saying, you are a master teacher. When will you step into your truth? And as soon as you do, this all goes away. And the fear of being who you are releases, and you're received in a way that's going to blow your mind. And you have the opportunity to do it this year. And so I'm glad you got through. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you.
Many blessings. And you know, guys, remember, make a note for next week. Hey, New World Order, is victim the new normal? Tune in next week and find out, and practice using the questioning technique this week, and watch how that go energy can be your ally.
And until we have the joy of being with you live again next week, may you take a deep breath and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.